It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome and good morning. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Or if this is your first time, buckle up, because here we go. It's time for some just plain old summer grilling. If you don't have your grill out and fired up, we may have to clip your man card. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's right, Jop. Welcome. Thank you. Good morning, Conrad. Thanks
Good morning.
For coming
Barbecue
in to help us.
Bob. Yes.
Thanks for helping us get this train wreck on the tracks.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just plain old summer grilling is, you know, we always try and come up with these themes and, you know, what's going to be special. And I think right now we tend to cover a lot of really unique and strange things. Last week was a ton of fun with Brad Ensing from Garrett's. You know, more things you can eat out of the lake than you'd ever imagine.
Yeah, right.
But I just think it's kind of a day for a cleanup job, and there's just things that maybe we covered, you know, for 15 years, 14 years now,
right.
But maybe the people listening now weren't listening to those shows, and maybe there's something they're struggling with. Just like when I was tuning up my brother-in-law, you know, it's like I would have never thought he, you know, wanted help, because he's my older brother, right?
Right.
Brother-in-law, but he's like the closest relative I have in all actuality, and I would never want to disrespect him by, you know, claiming any sort of superior mindset or anything. And then he just
I don't said, think there's a lot of risk in that, really. I'm just saying.
Well, you know what I'm saying, trying to show respect, and
sure.
I have a lot of respect for him, and so you got a guy like that that you hold in high esteem, and he finally says, hey, I need help with steak. It's like, oh man, who needs help with a burger? Who needs help with a this and that. So that's a long way of saying this is a cleanup show.
Yeah.
We're raking the backyard right now.
Yep. Yep, exactly. So you've been doing a lot of grilling already? I mean,
yeah.
I have. Mine's 5 nights a week right now. You know, our pool is turned the heater on Wednesday, finally.
Yeah.
I mean, the forecast was finally never wasn't going to get below like 55 degrees at night, because you're pouring your money away when you heat during the day, and then it gets at 50 at night.
I know.
And sucks it right back
I
out
know.
Of there. So, but so we've not been in. I had one of my son's buddies came over last Saturday, and we got the pool ready. It's clean, right? And we had the top off it, and because I just vacuumed it again, whatever. And he comes in just being a smarty, like, you know, he was, and he took the big dive right in there, and he come up, and he's like, whoa! You know, cause it was like 60 degrees still, you know, and you get down in the deeper end, right? It's even colder than that. But
yeah,
it was funny to watch. And I'm like, hey, you didn't ask. I mean, it looked like it was open. Well, it's open. It's just not warm.
Conrad, that reminds me of the song where the trucker's talking about where my women sing soprano.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's Alan Jackson.
There you go. Yeah. Great song.
Yeah.
I knew he'd come up with it.
Well, yeah, he's a professional when it comes to that
it's
stuff.
It's like having right. a computer right here at our
yeah.
desk.
Yeah, so I've been doing a lot of chicken. We're trying to eat a little bit healthier. You know, everybody wants that swimsuit body for the summer. I should have started a lot earlier than I did. But been doing a lot of skinless, boneless chicken thighs. And a real go-to for us has been there is a it's a finishing sauce. I use it as a marinade. It's a brand called Mr. Yoshida, but basically
oh, yeah.
it's a sweet teriyaki
yeah.
type thing.
You mentioned it before.
Right. And my family loves it. And I just wanted to share that because it is super easy. You know,
sell it?
I don't think so. I get it online. I don't really know where else to get it, but I ordered it online. But I went to Sobeys and got skinless, boneless thighs. And they're trimmed so beautifully when you get them from there. You don't even have to do anything for them. So literally, put as many of them as you want to serve in a Ziploc bag, pour on some of that stuff, zip it up, and throw it in the fridge. An hour to overnight works just fine. It doesn't over-marinate. There's no acid in it. It's kind of a sweet teriyaki thing. You take them
out. Mix it around a little bit before you put it in the fridge.
Yeah, exactly.
And he sells – I get those – thighs in 10-pound bags.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is perfect for a lot of events.
Right.
And so you've already got it in the bag. You just pour whatever you're going to marinate in.
Right. And if that's too much for you, those things, if you've got a vac sealer, they hold really well in the freezer. You know, just suck the air off them and put them, zip it up and throw them in there. And I put them in like 6 thigh packages. When I buy a 10-pounder like that, I'll bust them up into 6 of pieces so that when you pull them out, we just got enough for dinner. So
I smoked all day yesterday, did about 10 butts, and I wrapped them about, I'm going to say 7 o'clock, and they were done by 10. So I've got them parked in a couple of 5-day coolers right now.
Yep.
They're at 195. They were 195 this morning.
Yeah.
So I'm taking them down to a big event down the street. We do a pig roast every year, and I've told you this before, but my wife's cousin's husband does it. And he always had his son-in-law doing a hog. And I watched
so
this
much
poor
work.
Kid. He's in his 40s now, but he would stay up all night trying to keep that pig cooking.
Right.
And it was never done.
Right.
So
so hard.
Finally,
yeah.
5, 6, 7 years ago, I said, why don't you just let me do half of the barbecue for you and show you the difference. Mine will be gone before yours will. And he goes, well, I don't know. And then he calls me up a week later. He goes, why don't you just do the whole thing?
Yeah, right.
So I've been doing it for him every year.
Yep.
This is the last of the Bomarito Butler pig roast.
So let me tell you something that I heard this week, which made me grin. There's a caterer that we both know, and he was doing the same thing you are. They wanted a pig roast, boy.
Yeah.
So you know what he did is he went to the butcher shop where the hogs are slaughtered and bought the head. And he threw it in the smoker when he was smoking the shoulders, right? And then he just set it on the table and then put a big tray of the pulled shoulders.
Why not?
Right behind it.
Why not?
Everybody loved it. They got the effect. And
it must have been a big hog. It had 8 shoulders.
You're right, yeah. But he said he paid $7 for the head. And I'm like, well, there you go. If it's all part of the presentation, I said, I never would have thought of that. But
isn't that what they make head cheese from?
Well, they sure. That's not the cheese I put on my sandwich. I can tell you that right now.
Hank Jr. had the whole pig in the ground, and you guys have always told me that that's not the way to do it.
Well, not in Michigan because the ground is.
Oh, I love doing that.
Yeah, but when he was in Hawaii.
I've never told you that.
When he was in Hawaii, he did those all the time. It's hard to do in Michigan because the ground's hard. You know, it's not like you can dig an easy hole.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good try.
Yeah.
You just gave the wimpiest excuse for not doing the Lua pig I've ever heard.
It's just a lot of work.
Okay, other than that.
Yeah. Don't you wrap it in banana leaves? A little hard to get those, too. Right.
Well,
yeah.
you can substitute.
Yeah.
Tobacco leaves.
I'm good with the smoker and just throwing the shoulders on. And if you don't like it, you know, you
can
take
like
a pass.
Seems like a lot of hassle. Though.
Well,
a lot of people like smoked pork shoulder.
You do have to learn over time or have somebody give you a few tips.
Yeah.
Because by the time you're ready to eat, you'll want to get that thing out of the ground.
Yeah.
And you got to remember to have something underneath it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm sure there is tricks, but it's not a very popular way to
do
it.
They use chicken wire.
Yeah. Well, that just holds them together, right?
You lift it up and out. Underneath it.
Yeah. It'll lift it up.
Yeah. A couple of layers of that. But so I have been having lawnmower struggles for a couple of years, and that thing just killed me forever. And I bought a used John Deere 285, the old school, real frame, all this stuff. And I took it to the John Deere dealer down in Hastings. He's cleaned up my carburetor. It's running like a champ.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, I have never had so much fun mowing my lawn in my life. It steers better. It rides better. It climbs my hills. It's I don't know why I waited.
It's a tank, right?
It is.
Well, you only, 50 years you waited? But you got the right one now. That's all that matters.
You never cleaned out the carburetor?
I bought it. The guy had an issue with it, and I said, I'll figure it out. And I cleaned the carb, and it ran for a while, but then it started giving me trouble again. I thought,
Take it
to the John Deere dealer.
Yep. So coming up next, we've been putting together summer parties, and they're all starting to be implemented right now. Bob's got a big one this weekend. I got one on Monday. And we're going to share a little bit of the recipe ideas that we've done for these catering events. Bob's has got 250. Mine's going to be about 100 people on Monday afternoon.
Sharing is caring.
Yeah, sharing is caring. So if you're interested in some easy-to-do barbecue appetizers and meals, You're going to like this next segment. Stick with us. We'll be back.